Hello and welcome back to the LifeSpring Family Bible. I'm your host, Steve Webb, and today we'll be finishing up the book of 2 Corinthians and beginning the book of 1 Chronicles. Let's begin. Second Corinthians chapter 12. It is necessary to go on boasting. Though it is not profitable, I will go on to visions and revelations from the Lord. I know a man in Christ who 14 years ago, whether in body or out of body, I do not know, God knows, was caught up to the third heaven. And I know that this man, whether in body or apart from the body, I do not know, God knows, was caught up into paradise and heard things too sacred to be put into words, things that a person is not permitted to speak. On behalf of such an individual I will boast, but on my own behalf I will not boast, except about my weaknesses. For even if I wish to boast, I will not be a fool, for I would be telling the truth. But I refrain from this, so that no one may regard me beyond what he sees in me or hears from me, even because of the extraordinary character of the revelations. Therefore, so that I would not become arrogant, a thorn in the flesh was given to me, a messenger of Satan to trouble me, so that I would not become arrogant. I asked the Lord 3 times about this, that it would depart from me. But he said to me, "My grace is enough for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. So then I will boast gladly about my weaknesses, so that the power of Christ may reside in me. Therefore, I am content with weaknesses, with insults, with troubles, with persecutions, and with difficulties, for the sake of Christ. For whenever I am weak, then I am strong. I have become a fool. You yourselves forced me to do it, for I should have been commended by you. For I lack nothing in comparison to those super apostles, even though I am nothing. Indeed, the signs of an apostle were performed among you with great perseverance by signs and wonders and powerful deeds. For how were you treated worse than the other churches, except that I myself was not a burden to you? Forgive me this injustice. Look, for the third time I am ready to come to you, and I will not be a burden to you, because I do not want your possessions, but you. For children should not have to save up for their parents, but parents for their children. Now I will most gladly spend and be spent for your lives. If I love you more, am I to be loved less? But be that as it may, I have not burdened you. Yet because I was a crafty person, I took you in by deceit. I have not taken advantage of you through anyone I have sent to you, have I? I urged Titus to visit you, and I sent our brother along with him. Titus did not take advantage of you, did he? Did we not conduct ourselves in the same spirit? Did we not behave in the same way? Have you been thinking all this time that we have been defending ourselves to you? We are speaking in Christ before God, and everything we do, dear friends, is to build you up. For I am afraid that somehow, when I come, I will not find you what I wish, and you will find me not what you wish. I am afraid that somehow there may be quarreling, jealousy, intense anger, selfish ambition, slander, gossip, arrogance, and disorder. I am afraid that when I come again, my God may humiliate me before you, and I will grieve for many of those who previously sinned and have not repented of the impurity, sexual immorality, and licentiousness that they have practiced. 2 Corinthians chapter 13. This is the third time I am coming to visit you. By the testimony of 2 or 3 witnesses, every matter will be established. I said before when I was present the second time, and now, though absent, I say again to those who sinned previously and to all the rest, that if I come again, I will not spare anyone, since you are demanding proof that Christ is speaking through me. He is not weak toward you, but is powerful among you. For indeed he was crucified by reason of weakness, but he lives because of God's power. For we also are weak in him, but we will live together with him because of God's power toward you. Put yourselves to the test to see if you are in the faith. Examine yourselves. Or do you not recognize regarding yourselves that Jesus Christ is in you, unless indeed you fail the test? And I hope that you will realize that we have not failed the test. Now we pray to God that you may not do anything wrong, not so that we may appear to have passed the test, but so that you may do what is right, even if we may appear to have failed the test. For we cannot do anything against the truth, but only for the sake of the truth. For we rejoice whenever we are weak, but you are strong. And we pray for this, that you may become fully qualified. Because of this, I am writing these things while absent, so that when I arrive, I may not have to deal harshly with you by using my authority. The Lord gave it to me for building up, not for tearing down. Finally, brothers and sisters, rejoice. Set things right. Be encouraged. Agree with one another. Live in peace, and the God of love and peace will be with you. Greet one another with a holy kiss. All the saints greet you. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. First Chronicles chapter 1. Adam, Seth, Enosh, Kenan, Mahalalel, Jared, Enoch, Methuselah, Lamech, Noah, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. The sons of Japheth: Gomer, Magog, Madai, Javan, Tubal, Meshech, and Tiras. The sons of Gomer: Ashkenaz, Riphath, and Togarmah. The sons of Javan: Elisha, Tarshish, the Kittites, and the Rodanites. The sons of Ham: Cush, Mizraim, Put, and Canaan. The sons of Cush: Seba, Havilah, Sabta, Reama, and Sabteca. The sons of Reama: Sheba and Dedan. Cush was the father of Nimrod, who established himself as a mighty warrior on earth. Mizraim was the father of the Luddites, Anamites, Lehabites, Naphtuhites, Pathrushites, Kazlahites, from whom the Philistines descended, and the Kaphtorites. Canaan was the father of Sidon, his firstborn, and Heth, as well as the Jebusites, Amorites, Girgashites, Hivites, Arkites, Sinites, Arvadites, Zemarites, and Hamathites. The sons of Shem: Elam, Ashur, Arphaxad, Lud, and Aram. The sons of Aram: Uz, Hul, Gether, and Meshech. Arphaxad was the father of Shelah, and Shelah was the father of Eber. Two sons were born to Eber. The first was named Peleg, for during his lifetime the earth was divided. His brother's name was Joktan. Joktan was the father of Almadad, Sheleph, Hazarmapheth, Jerah, Hadaram, Uzal, Dikla, Ebal, Abimael, Sheba, Ophir, Havilah, and Jobab. All these were the sons of Joktan: Shem, Arphaxad, Shelah, Eber, Peleg, Reu, Serug, Nahor, Terah, Abram, that is, Abraham. The sons of Abraham: Isaac and Ishmael. These were their descendants. Ishmael's firstborn son was Nebaioth. The others were Kedar, Adbeel, Mibsam, Mishma, Duma, Massa, Hadad, Tema, Jetur, Naphish, and Kedema. These were the sons of Ishmael. The sons to whom Keturah, Abraham's concubine, gave birth: Zimran, Jokshan, Medan, Midian, Ishbak, Shua. The sons of Jokshan: Sheba and Dedan. The sons of Midian: Ephah, Epher, Hanok, Abida, and Eldea. All these were the sons of Keturah. Abraham was the father of Isaac. The sons of Isaac: Esau and Israel. The sons of Esau: Eliphaz, Reuel, Jeush, Jalem, and Korah. The sons of Eliphaz: Teman, Omar, Zephi, Getam, Kenaz, and by Timnah, Amalek. The sons of Reuel: Nahath, Zerah, Shammah, and Mizah. The sons of Seir: Lotan, Shobal, Zibeon, Anna, Dishon, Ezer, and Dishan. The sons of Lotan: Hori and Homam. Timnah was Lotan's sister. The sons of Shobal: Alyan, Manahath, Ebal, Shephi, and Onam. The sons of Zibeon: Aiah and Anah. The sons of Anah: Dishon. The sons of Dishon: Hamran, Eshban, Ithran, and Keran. The sons of Azer: Bilhan, Zeavan, Jaakon. The sons of Dishan: Uz and Aran. These were the kings who reigned in the land of Edom before any king ruled over the Israelites: Bela, son of Beor. The name of his city was Dinhaba. When Bela died, Jobab, son of Zerah, from Bozrah succeeded him. When Jobab died, Husham from the land of the Temanites succeeded him. When Husham died, Hadad, son of Bedad, succeeded him. He struck down the Midianites in the plains of Moab. The name of his city was Avith. When Hadad died, Samlah from Masrekah succeeded him. When Samlah died, Shaul from Rehoboth on the river succeeded him. When Shaul died, Baal-Hanan, son of Achbor, succeeded him. When Baal-Hanan died, Hadad succeeded him. The name of his city was Pei. His wife was Mehetabel, daughter of Matred, daughter of Me-Zahab. Hadad died. The tribal chiefs of Edom were Timnah, Alva, Jetheth, Oholibamah, Elah, Pinan, Kenaz, Teman, Mibzar, Magdael, Iram. These were the tribal chiefs of Edom. And so today we finished up 2 Corinthians and began the book of 1 Chronicles, again with the names. I look forward to seeing you tomorrow. May God bless you today. Thank you for joining me. I'm Steve Webb.